connectors. Now I'm black tax. Now I'm black.
Ain't no freedom long as we need them. Can't defeat them if we always believe them. But you treat them like you see them as something nice. Ain't no freedom, as long as we need them. Can't defeat them, always believe them. How do you leave them when you cleave to them all your life?
Yeah, but you try to enslave me, rob and rape me, steal my kids and die me, deny me the resources, and have a decent quality of life and my humanity for 3 or 4 to 6 years. I'll die first, and I'll take you with me, and your mama, your kids, your house, everything else, your dog,
yeah.
Your dog.
Your office is like tropics. When I mix cooperative economics, the microphonics, electronics, and ultrasonics, it's all for you to share with the world. So follow through to share with the world. So follow through. Follow through. So follow through.
The Black Tax Agency is putting together an 8 million people email list of people who would like to collectively cover the cost and position ourselves for complete self-sufficiency. This includes covering the cost to put free services and assets into the Black community. This is an excellent idea if you're looking for an ace in the hole, come rainy days, or unexpected expenses. If your car breaks down, it can be towed and repaired without you having to pay for anything. Why? Because we, as a collective, have already prepaid for those services. Think of the list of things we can bring into our community by prepaying our way into saving more money and bringing more quality into our lives.
How do you leave them when you cleave to them all your life?
It's okay to pump your fist, but get on the email list while we're working together forever through the Black Tax Agency.
The Black Tax Agency.
The Black Tax
Agency.
The Black Tax
Tax Agency.
The Black Tax
Tax Agency.
The Black Tax
Tax Agency.
The Black Tax
Tax Agency.
The Black Tax
Tax Agency.
The Black Tax
Tax Tax Agency.
The Black Tax.
The legacy of slavery and Jim Crow means that, you know, we started the race behind with respect to the resources in our communities, the way the criminal justice system was set up, the lack of representation in corporate America. All those things didn't just go away. They built up over 400 years. They weren't going to go away just in 50 years, let's say in my lifetime.